Kapyasam, the lotus that is blossomed by a Surya. So it's not of a Kapyasam, the part of a monkey, whereas Kampibati iti Kapihi, Kapihi, it, since the Surya god, sun blossoms this lotus is known as Kapyasam. And the lotus, Ramanuja further explains the lotus, Gambhirambha Samudbhuta, the lotus in a big pond, in the middle of a big pond, Sumritta Nada, with a strong and long stalk, Sumritta Nada, Ravikara Vikasita, blossomed by the beautiful rays of sun, Sumritta Nada, Ravikara Vikasita, Kundalika Dala, with the tender petals, with the soft petals, he describes Bhagavan eyelashes as the petals of lotus. Gambhirambha Samudbhuta Sumritta Nada Ravikara Vikasita, Kundalika Dala, Amalaya Tekshana, his eyes are broad, his eyes are long, his eyes have red nerves running through them. Sumritta Nada, Ravikara Vikasita, Kundalika Dala, Amala, and they are blemishless. Because he never discriminates in his sight. He looks at everyone equally. So Ramanuja has interpreted the physical form and has also interpreted the characteristics of the same lotus eyed Sriman Narayana. So this was the interpretation given, but of course that annoyed Yadav Prakasha. Obviously. Because who will, which Acharya will accept? But Anda says, Yetcha Kalangal, Yedirvongi Nidhalippa, Mattade Palsuriyam Vallal Perum Pashukkal. In Gokulam, if I go and milk a cow, I place a vessel to collect the milk. And the cows are so generous. They are so generous that when the milk flows, it overflows from the pot. It overflows from the vessel. Those cows are our preceptors. When they share knowledge, bless their shishyas, the shishyas overflow. They talk more than the acharya. So Anda's verse in fact refers to our acharya. Yes, Chakarangal, Yedirvangi Nidhalippar, Mattade Palsuriyam Vallal Perum Pashukkal, Aachapadaitan Mahane. Let me complete. I think I've touched that interpretation now. Let me complete that verse. Yetchakalangal Idirvangi Vidalipa, Machade Palsuriyam Vallal Perum Pashukkal. That Pashukkal. Cows. They refer to Purattalvan, Madhuriyandan, Yambar, and all of them. Vallal Perum Pashukkal, Aachapadaitan. One who owns many cows like them is Swami Ramanuja. Aachapadaitan Mahane. The son of Swami Ramanuja is Chellapilli. Who else can we refer to now? So, Anda's verse here, it refers to Trinaranapuram, Melakotai, Chellapilli. Aachapadaitan Mahane, Arivurai, Uchamudayai, Periyai. So, Bhagavan is referred to as Uchamudayai, one who is understood, realized only by the Vedas. I cannot know him by physical perception. I cannot infer that there exists a Brahman. I can only depend on the Shastras. So, Ramanuja, he interpreted the Shastravakyam to its true spirit. Yadav Prakasha had to agree. He accepted, but his heart never accepted. And then on, there was a split between Yadav Prakasha and Ramanuja. Even though Ramanuja continued to be a disciple of Yadav Prakasha started to plan that if I allow this Ramanuja to grow any further, I think we are axing our own philosophy. It's going to be, you prove as an axe, you cut the big tree which you have all together tried to grow. So he thought, let me drown him in a river and kill him. That's what happened when they all went on a pilgrimage towards North India. They tried to kill. But Embar, a relative, a close relative of Swami Ramanuja, called as Govinda Perumal. Govinda Perumal and Ramanuja, both are the nephews of Periya Thirumala Nambigal. Periya Thirumala Nambigal had two sisters, Sri Devi and Bhudevi. Son of Bhudevi was Ramanuja, son of Sri Devi was Govinda Perumal. So Govinda Perumal prompted Ramanuja, there is a plan to kill you. Why don't you run away? Ramanuja came running, he came straight to Kanchipuram. Again he came back to Kanchipuram and then he chose Tirukkachi Nambigal to be his guide, to be his friend, to be his philosopher. Tirukkachi Nambigal was a servant of Kanchi Devaperumal. Through Tirukkachi Nambigal, Ramanuja got 5-6 directions from Lord Devaraja. They are known as Aru Vartai. The 6 words of Devaraja, Ahameva Parantatvam, Darshanam Vedayevacha, Upayeshu Prapatisyad, Antimasmriti Varjanam. They go on. And there Devaraja guides Ramanuja, Purnacharya Samashaya. And Periya Nambigal would be your Acharya. Then on, Ramanuja decided to be the disciple of Periyanambigal. Periyanambigal in turn was a direct disciple of Swami Alavandar, Yamanacharya. So this is when Ramanuja shifted. To begin, Ramanuja was an obedient student. So he turned to be the most knowledgeable, wise person. Secondly, now let us go to the second phase of Swami Ramanuja. He was a firm believer of Shastras, which made him to be a faithful philosopher. I need to believe firmly in my Shastra. Only then I can be a firm, faithful philosopher. Now all of, whether Shankara or Ramanuja or Madhva, all of them are Vaishnavites. Please note that point. It's a very, very important point. Whether it's Shankara or Madhva or Ramanuja, Shankara the first, Ramanuja the second, Madhva the third. I'm talking based on the time in which they lived. All the three, they were all ardent Vaishnavites. Vaishnavism is faith. Vishishtadvaita, Dvaita, Advaita is your philosophy. So let's not confuse between philosophy and faith. You can have different philosophies, but they all belong to one faith, which is Vaishnavism. Then on, since their philosophy differed, they wanted to identify themselves differently. That's the reason why they slowly chose to even change their faith. They changed from Vishnu to other gods. And today, we all have a doubt. Vaishnavas do not go and worship other gods. Whereas, others come and worship Vishnu. Why? It would mean that we are all not broad-minded. We all look at very small spheres, whereas they are all broad-minded. They look at the larger interest, whereas we look at a short span. It's not so. It happened so because earlier days they were worshipping Vishnu. They have shifted. They are unable to forget their earlier worship to God. That's why they are still continuing. Even in those days, Vaishnavites, as proper Vaishnavites, they worshipped only Vishnu. Even today, they continue to do so. When I say they continue to do so, I am calling within inverted commas those Vaishnavites who continue to do so. I am not commenting about all the people, because there are people who go outside too. But please believe that Advaita, Vishishtadvaita and Dvaita, all the three, they belong to the same faith, which was Vaishnavism. How do I say so? I am not going to misguide you by making such a statement. It's true because look at the work of Shankaracharya, work of Ramanuja, work of Madhvacharya. The main works, they have authored many works, and the main works would be always four. One, a Bhashya to Brahma Sutra, a commentary to the Brahma Sutra of Vedavyasa. Two, a commentary to Gita of Parthasarathi, of Sriman Narayana, of Krishna. Thirdly, a commentary to Vishnu Sahasranama. Fourthly, commentary to the 10 Upanishads. So these four are the authenticated commentaries of all the three. Now you need to search for in those works. Don't ever get carried away by the stotrams. Stotrams are emotional outpourings of all these people. They may not. We do not know. The Vedas themselves suddenly talk. Uthanavai Devagaha Vahanti. In Indra, in Devaloka of Indra, in the third world, all the cows walk upside down. This is one verse in Veda. And Shayana Bhashyam, the Bhashyakara for Veda, he inquired, I have never seen this, how do I believe this now? Even when the cow walks on its four legs, it stumbles. Where is the question of walking upside down? Then Vedas themselves admit that, no, they walk only with their legs. I wanted to just glorify the Devaloka. So I said so, which is not true. So, Vedas themselves glorify. Let's not get carried away by the stotrams of these people. Have they commented properly? All their commentaries is a valid source. So, once you go through the commentaries of Shankaracharya, he speaks that he is giving the meaning of Narayana Shabda. He writes, Ishana Shilaha Narayanaha. Ishana Shilaha. When he interprets Ishvara, he says the word Ishvara stands for Narayana. When he talks about Narayana, he says, Narayana is the Ishvara. Ishvara is the one who controls Niyamana Samarthyam. One who is able to conduct, direct and control everything other than him. Of course, including him. So, everything other than him is known as Ishvara. Ishana Shilo Narayana. So, Shankaracharya, of course, was a Vaishnavite. Of course, even Madhvacharya was a Vaishnavite. Ramanuja was. You need to go through the original text of Shankara, Madhva and Ramanuja. If you start looking into Lalita Sahasranamam or this Sahasranamam or that Stotram or Rudra Stotram, this, it would all not been authored by Shankara at all. If so, then he is contradicting his own words. In his 4 commentaries, he has spoken that Narayana is the Parabrahman. In his Stotram, he starts to sing about some other god. Then he is not an ordinary man like us. Shankara was a wise person. He was the most knowledgeable. And he understood that Jnanan Moksha, it's knowledge that's going to fetch you moksha. So he would not contradict his own words. Let's not try and talk ill of Shankara on these grounds now. He was not responsible for all this. His problem was between Advaita and Vishishta Advaita, which was only a philosophical difference. He had no problem in his faith. So, Ramanuja, in his second phase, first he was an obedient servant. He was an obedient student. And then on, he blossomed. He grew to be a person who firmly believed in the Shastras, which made him a faithful philosopher. Why am I qualifying as a faithful philosopher? As a philosopher, I need to be faithful to the Shastras. That's very important. I need to rightly interpret them. The Shastras have 3 categories of mantra. One category, one type, is known as Veda mantra, Veda vakya. Other is known as Abheda Shruti. Third is known as Ghataka Shruti. I'll just tell you 2 minutes the difference between this and what do they stand for. Veda Shruti will talk about Paramatma and Jivatma as they are totally different. Veda Shruti, this is different, you are different, he is different, I am different, Brahman is different. They are all Veda Shruti talking about difference. Abheda Shruti, where suddenly Vedas would feel very happy, telling that everything is one. If you look at any difference, you will always be in this samsara. If you realize that it's only one, everything is else is illusion, you are sent to moksha. So suddenly Vedas would talk so. It will change its stance. It will say that everything is different. And Vedas themselves would finally take pity on us and tell us that, I think I have confused you now. With Veda Shruti, I have told everything is different. With Abheda, I have made everything as one. Now let me tell you some factors based on which I made those comments. Now, there needs to be a bridging. There needs to be a bridge which bridges the gap between Veda Shruti and Abheda Shruti. They are known as Ghataka Shruti. The Ghataka Shruti is the bridge between the Vakyas advocating dualism and the Vakyas advocating non-dualism. So those Ghataka Shrutis are very, very important. I just give you 1 or 2 examples of each. Veda Shruti, Bhokta Bhogyam Preritarancha Matva, Charam Pradhanam Amritaksharam Maraha Charatmana Ishate Devayekaha. All these are examples of Veda Shruti. Abheda Shruti, Nehanana Stikinchana, nothing is different in this world. Na, Isha, Nana Asti. There are not many. It's only one. And whoever looks at many is always immersed. He is drowned in this samsara. Whoever looks at it as one. And Sadeva, Somya, Ida Medameva Agra Asit, Yekameva Advitiyam. All these sentences are for Abheda Shruti. Ghataka Shruti, it connects. It bridges both. Yasya Atma Shariram, Yasya Prithvi Shariram, Yasya Mrityu Shariram, Yasya Bhutantaratma Abhagata Papma Adhikaha Deva Ekaha Narayana. I told both are different because they are physically different. I told them as equal, as one and the same, because they enjoy a body-soul relationship. All the Jagat is the body form of Paramatma and he is the soul. So if a form belongs to the soul, do we not call them as one and the same? That's the reason why I call them one and the same. So, Vedas, they try to convince us by Ghataka Shruti. Now, Shankaracharya opted for Abheda Shruti. Madhvacharya opted for Veda Shruti. Ramanujacharya focused on Ghataka Shruti. This is where they started to differ. And that's the reason why we talk about Advaitam and it stops. And here, Advaitacharya focused only on his Abheda Shruti. Madhvacharya focused only on Veda Shruti. Since Ramanujacharya started to talk about Ghataka Shruti, obviously you need to talk about the other 2. The people who have chosen, opted for them absolutely, they need not talk about the other. They are satisfied with interpreting those 1 verses. But if I need to talk about my topic for today's discussion, yes, assuming I was given a topic, talk the glory of Houston. I can talk about Houston and get out. Talk the glory of Chicago. I can talk about that and get out. But if I am given a topic that compare and contrast Chicago and Houston, what would happen? I need to know both. I need to realize both. I need to properly reconcile them. That was the job of Ramanujan. Since he chose to talk on the Ghataka Shruti, he had to talk about Veda Shruti as well as Abheda Shruti, reconcile them, iron out the differences between the two, smoothen the gap between them. So this was the beautiful job which Ramanujan took on himself. So secondly, he was a firm believer of the Shastras, and so he was a sharp philosopher. He was a faithful philosopher. He started to interpret everything rightly, and then he was a very powerful orator. So I research, I can write books, I can be happy for myself, I will be a realized soul, enlightened soul, and reach moksha. But that was not the purpose of Ramanujan's birth. His purpose was to guide others to reach to his lotus feet. So Ramanujan thought, let me first start preaching to people. And he needs to preach first. He needs to undergo studies, which he started with Tirukkachinambigal, and not one teacher. He was blessed with five great teachers. When he was undergoing fusion with Yadav Prakasha, Aravandar came to have darshan of Seva Perumal, Lord Devaraja of Kanchipuram. And he was brought by Tirukkachinambigal. Tirukkachinambigal was showing Ridayalva. He is yet to become Ramanuja. He is yet to blossom as the Jagadacharya. He was only undergoing his initial studies. Tirukkachinambigal pointed at Ridayalva, see him, looks like Adishesha. The he is not dark. Ramanuja is fair. He is almost reddish in color. The reason is yes, he is an incarnation of Adishesha, not of Perumal. So Ramanuja's color, his complexion is different from that of Sriman Narayana. Because earlier I told you he is also an incarnation of Narayana. Don't be confused, he never looks dark. Nor Manavada Mamanigal. Manavada Mamanigal was a reincarnation of Ramanuja. He was an incarnation of Adishesha. So he too is of the same complexion of Ramanuja and Adishesha only. Here, Tirukkachinambigal, he pointed to Ramanuja, and then Alavanda blesses the Ramanuja with his divine, holy eyes. Amudalva Nivanenna Tattesti. From today, he just straight went to the Sanctum Sanctorum of Devaraja, prostrated to him, and recited the verse Pitaram Mataram Daran, Putran Bandhun Sakin Gurun, Ratnani Dhanadhanyani, Kshetrani Cha Grihani Cha, Sarva Dharmam Cha Santyajya, Sarva Kamam Cha Sakshatan, Loka Vikranta Charano Charanante Abharajam Vibho, O Lord Devaraja, I prostrate before you. Devaraja is known for his generosity. He will give anything, whatever, whoever asks it. So immediately he questions, I think you are surrendering to me, requesting something. What do you expect out of me? Then Alavanda tells Devaraja, I don't expect anything material from you. What all I expect is, I have now seen one Ilayalvar. You must groom him. You must make him blossom to be the Jagadacharya. That's my only request to you. Immediately Deva Perumal agreed, yes, it's granted to you. And then on, Alavanda was assured that I need not worry anymore, whether I am alive or not, I have my next. And he would take care of this Sivaishnava Rishitadvaita philosophy. So it was the grace of Alavanda, the plea of Alavanda to Devaraja, which made Ramanuja as the present glorious Ramanuja today. But for Alavanda, Ramanuja would not have been anyone. And Ramanuja admits it, yat padamboruga jnana vidhasta chesha kalmashaha vastutan upayatoham yamuneyam namamitam. I was as a stone, I was like a block of wood, totally ignorant. I was made to a live human being. I was made to be a wise person only by my connection to Swami Alavanda. But surprisingly and unfortunately for Ramanuja, they both never met. Alavanda had not taught one lesson to Ramanuja. All the teachings were through the five canals. Alavanda was a big river and he had five canals. Those five canals are the five acharyas. Thiriyanambigal, Thirukkottiyunambigal, Thiriyadhirumaranambigal, Thirumalayandan, Alvar, Thiruvaranga Thirumalarayar. Alavandar instructed different texts to be preached by all these five acharyas. Thiriyanambigal administered Sankha Chakra, Samashyanam. Pancha Samskaram to Ramanuja was performed by Thiriyanambigal. Thiriyadhirumaranambigal blessed him with Sri Ramayanam. And Thirukkottiyunambigal blessed him with Thirumantram and Charmaslokam. Thirumalayandan taught him the thousand verses, the divine collection of Swami Ammalvar Shatakopa. Alvar Thiruvaranga Thirumalarayal, he taught him all the other 3000 verses and what's prose, what's poetry, what's drama, what's culture, everything else, including the Abhinaya culture in those days, were all taught by Alvar Thiruvaranga Perumanariyar. Of course, Thirukkachinambigal was the guy, he was the philosopher to Swami Ramanuja. So Ramanuja now, he is getting groomed, he is blossoming to be the Jagadacharya, for which he was a store of knowledge. He firmly believed in the Shastra. He became a sharp and faithful philosopher. This is the second phase. The third phase of Ramanuja was, he became a powerful orator. He started to argue his cases with everyone. He won over as a philosopher. He was a great scholar, known as, and today we call him as Arulala Perumal Embirumanar. Earlier he was known as Yajnamurti. That was Ramanuja's first argument. When he started to win over the Advaitins, he was the first. He came and he fought with Ramanuja for 17 days, not 1 or 2 days. Ramanuja, being an incarnation of Adishesha, had the power of to talk with 1000 tons. Adishesha is blessed with 1000 tons, Sahasra Vadanaha. So is Ramanuja too. With his one tongue, he had the power of 1000. But if anyone on earth can make Ramanuja wait for 17 days, he must have also been a great scholar. If not, he would have lost the battle the first day. He did not. Ramanuja was very worried that day night. On the 17th day, he couldn't sleep. He thought, I think I have a losing battle now. Tomorrow I am going to lose. If I lose, then I have damaged the whole system. I am unable to maintain what was bestowed on me by Alavandar, by Nathamanigal, by Swami Ammalvar, by the Prathamacharya himself. I think I am going to prove wrong. Let me kill myself. He has almost gone to a depressed state. It was when Devaraja appeared again in the dreams of Ramanuja. Don't you remember Siddhi Trayam, the famous work of Alavandar? And he took notes. In fact, you would have seen Gumasta, Vakil Gumasta. And Vakil Gumasta gives points for the advocate to go and argue in the court. Ramanuja is the advocate to argue in the court of Shastra, to establish Vishishtadvaita, the case of Vishishtadvaita philosophy. And the assistant to Ramanuja to give him points is Lord Devaraja. Devaraja took the job of assisting Ramanuja. He picked up points from Siddhitrayam, the famous work of Alavandar, gave it to Ramanuja. Ramanuja decorated, dressed himself, Kashaya Shobhi, Kamaniya, Shikhani Vesham, Dandat Prayodjalakaram, Vimalopavitam. He walked into the hall. And at the sight of Ramanuja, this Yajnamurti never wanted to continue with the argument. Because you look at the advocate, if he had worked the previous night and had collected many points, we can realize it by the look of his face. There is no need to talk to him. If he had worked the previous night, I know that he has many points today to defeat me. So Yajnamurti thought, let me put a full stop to this argument now. He prostrated before Ramanuja, accepted defeat. Because then Ramanuja changed him. He administered, he blessed him, and he named him too. The name is a blend again. It's a mixture of two names. He was known as Embirumanar. Arulala Perumal was Devaraja, and he clubbed both Arulala Perumal Embirumanar. That was a new name given for Yajnamurti. You must note one point. In Ramanuja's mutt, in his ashramam, various things, responsibilities were given to all his disciples. And Arulala Perumal Embirumanar has been converted from an Advaiti to a Vishishtadvaiti now. Please note, they all belong to the same faith. There's no change there. But their philosophy had changed from Advaita to Vishishtadvaita. Ramanuja had to give him some service. What responsibility? Ramanuja thought for a while. Shall I tell him to be my treasurer? Shall I tell him to be my secretary? Shall I tell him to be my librarian? The librarian for Ramanuja was Purattalvam. He maintained all his books. Whenever Ramanuja goes to argue with anyone, it was Purattalvam who assisted Ramanuja. All his administration, his wealth, mutt, the administration and Srirangam temple were all taken care by Mudali Anda, another disciple of Ramanuja. So he had each one to take care of one service. Now he needs to give some responsibility to Arulala Perumal Embirumanar. Ramanuja thought, I need to give him a responsibility which will make people understand that Ramanuja is impartial to anyone. Let him be an Advaiti. Today an Advaiti. The service which I give him must make the world feel, must make the world believe that Ramanuja is impartial. He made him his Aradhaka. You need a Pujari daily to perform Aradhana to your Perumal. and you will keep the most intimate person only in that post. You won't give that responsibility to Tom, Dick and Harry. Whereas Ramanuja decided, let me give that responsibility to Yajnamurti. He gave so, and Yajnamurti lived happily thereon. So here, you see how impartial Ramanuja was. Once he is changed forever. Then Ramanuja will not prick and pin on the earlier differences which they had. In fact, Yadava Prakasha himself was instructed by Lord Devaraja to go and become the disciple of Ramanuja, which happened later on. The same Yadava Prakasha, who was against Ramanuja, became a devotee of Ramanuja later on, and Ramanuja gave him another responsibility. He told him to write the authenticated version of how a saint, a sannyasi, must conduct himself. There must be some procedures for a sannyasi, and he authored a book called Yati Dharma Samuchayam. The book authored by Yadava Prakasha is known as Yati Dharma Samuchayam. You won't believe all the Shiva Ishtavait sannyasis today follow that book only. Book written by Yadava Prakasha. Why so? And that shows the glory of Ramanuja. That confirms how he treated others. You may be anyone. That doesn't matter to him at all. Once you are with him, you are with him. And he treats everyone equally. It may be Kurakkad one. And you need to think about the other disciples also. When Arulala Perumal Embarumanar came into the fold of Ramanuja, he was blessed with the responsibility of an Aradhaka. Will Kurakkadvan not raise? Will he not resist? Will Mudaliyanda not resist? They did not. That's the greatness of all the disciples of Ramanuja. When we talk so much about Ramanuja, we need to mention about Kurakkadvan and Mudaliyanda, who, even though they were so close to him, they never even raised their eyebrows. When Ramanuja, he was free to do anything. Because you are their master and you can't question your master. You can never question your owner. To do so, try doing so in your company. If you do so, you have, I came to know, it seems there is a color. When they send you out, they give you a slip and the color is pink slip. It's known as pink slip. Pink slip would mean you are out of the job. So if you go and resist with someone, you react to your master, that's what you would have. Here, the master would not give you a pink slip. And you have a master to the master. The Lord, the Almighty, He would give you a pink slip. The pink slip is given by someone else, not by your Acharya. Your Acharya will never curse you. Your Acharya will never punish you. And there is the one who is watching all these Acharyas, who is watching all the devotees, and He gives you a slip. So, all the devotees were so close to Ramanuja, He became a powerful orator, and that power was known by, was realized by Yajnamurti. That power was again realized at Fondanur. A place called Fondanur, you find a big pond. And Ramanuja, when he went to Melakotai, he performed all his rites, his daily rites, only at Fondanur area, so the reservoir. So Ramanuja was living there. Thousands and thousands of Buddhists and Jainists, they came and they confronted Ramanuja. They told him to fight with them. Ramanuja thought, I think it's going to take time, a while, for me to fight with each and every one of them. I cannot argue with 1,000 people. Instead, let me go back to my original form. Take the form of Adishesha. Let me be a 1,000 hooded Adishesha. So that I can simultaneously argue with them. Ramanuja laid a curtain. And he stood behind the curtain. Took the form of Adishesha. He argued with them simultaneously. And won over them simultaneously. You can have the darshan of Adishesha Ramanuja. Even today in a small place near Fondanur. If you go there, please make it a point to have and have the darshan there. Ramanuja was a powerful orator which made him to be a universal guru later on. The most important character of a guru is his oratorical power. But for that, he cannot convince anyone. But for that, he cannot convert or change or correct any of his disciples. So Ramanuja first was an obedient student which paved the way for all his knowledge and wisdom. Secondly, he was not only an obedient student, he was a firm believer of the Shastras, which made him a firm and faithful philosopher. Thirdly, he was a very powerful orator, which made him to an universal guru. He was known as Jagadacharya. He was a guru to one and all. You might think, he has taken birth in one small village of Tamil Nadu. Why should he be recognized in the whole of India? Why should we keep talking about in Houston here, in USA? Has he ever visited? Certainly not. He has visited many places and there is a shlokam which lists the place which Ramanuja had visited. It says Sri Shailam, Sri Rangam, Kari Shailam, Anjanagirim, Takshadri Simhachalam, Sri Purmam, Purushottamancha, Badari Narayanam, Nainisham, Srimad Dwaravati, Prayaga Madura, Ayodhya, Gaya, Pushkaram, Saradharamagirim, Nishabhya Ramate, Ramanujoyam Muni. It lists the places which Ramanuja had visited. Not the question of visiting. Wherever he visited, he will find a problem there.